This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Dutch police on Sunday dispersed hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters from a park in The Hague on the day before the Netherlands general election. At least 20 people were arrested. At least two demonstrators are reported to have been injured by police dogs. The critics of Dutch coronavirus pandemic restrictions, which include a nighttime curfew, turned out for a protest Sunday despite rules mandating social distancing. After police unsuccessfully called on the protesters to disperse, they resorted to water cannon and batons. At one point, an officer fired a warning shot after protesters kicked a police dog and threatened his handler. The Netherlands is set to hold national elections Monday through Wednesday. The vote is spread over multiple days to help people maintain social distance. German broadcaster Deutsche Welle is reporting that German Chancellor Angela Merkel's Christian Democratic Union may have its worst showing ever in two states holding regional elections that are seen as a measure of public opinion ahead of September's national vote. According to early exit polls Sunday, the CDU took only 23.6% in Baden-Württemberg and 26.5% in Rhineland-Palatinate, which, if confirmed, would be the party's worst ever results in both states. Public opinion polls have shown that Merkel's center-right Christian Democratic Union has lost some support because Germans have been unhappy with the coronavirus crisis management and with the slow and bureaucratic vaccination campaign. The national elections in September will determine who succeeds Merkel, who said she's stepping down from the chancellorship. She served in that role since 2005. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden and other Democrats are embarking this week on visits to numerous states to promote the benefits of the $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief package that the president signed into law last week. They hope to make sure that voters know how the aid could help them. On Tuesday, President Biden is to visit Delaware County. It's a key suburban Philadelphia jurisdiction in the eastern state of Pennsylvania. He won the area over former President Donald Trump in November's presidential election. Meantime, First Lady Jill Biden is headed to the state of New Jersey on Monday and New Hampshire on Wednesday. Vice President Kamala Harris and her husband Doug Emhoff are visiting Colorado and New Mexico in the western United States in the coming days. The relief package is one of the largest economic assistance packages in U.S. history. It's one of the first major legislative victories for Biden. Republican lawmakers had objected to the size of the deal and to the fact that some of the funding is not tied directly to trying to end the pandemic in the United States. More than 534,000 Americans have so far died from COVID-19. Dr. Anthony Fauci, U.S. President Joe Biden's top coronavirus advisor, said Sunday he's optimistic that the country can return to some sense of normalcy by the U.S. Independence Day, which is July 4th. He said precautions, however, still need to be taken in the meantime to avert a new surge in infections. The United States is picking up the pace of coronavirus vaccinations, administering a new high of 3 million shots on Saturday. Fauci told Fox News Sunday that he believes the U.S. will have enough doses of vaccine by the end of May so that any American who wants a shot will be able to get one. Biden last week said all adults, not just older people, should be eligible to get a shot starting May 1st. The U.S. leader predicted families may be able to gather for small Independence Day celebrations in July, but Fauci warned the pandemic is still a danger in the United States. The number of new cases has seemed to plateau in the past week at 50,000 to 60,000 per day. And reports from Myanmar say security forces on Sunday killed at least 39 people, 22 of them in a suburb of Yangon, the country's main city. This would make this the bloodiest day so far of demonstrations against the February 1st military coup that saw democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi and other senior leaders of her party, the National League for Democracy, imprisoned. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.